This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And it wouldn't be a day of the week without the government doing stupid things.
But they do that on days that end in Y.
They do. And apparently some alleged white supremacist has been charged with making interstate threats for calling the police on people. And
well, that is a threat.
It is, absolutely. But it's surprising that the government would recognize calling its own enforcement team on other people to be an interstate threat.
Yeah, I mean, we all recognize that he's calling psychotics on people, but you'd think they wouldn't be aware of that.
So this alleged white supremacist, and who knows why they're alleging that he's a white supremacist. He may simply just have an 8chan account or whatever. He has been arrested for several Virginia swatting events and attempts to swat New York-based news organizations. So it's not just a simple matter of, you know, calling the police on people, but when you swat someone, you do literally call the police on people.
And yeah, I mean, it's a bad thing to do.
Oh, for sure.
I'm just delighted that, you know, that the government is now saying, don't call the cops, they're too dangerous.
Well, they definitely are. But a Texas man, and this is how it gets interesting and becomes a matter of interstate threats, believed to be the former leader of a white supremacist group, was arrested today for allegedly conducting several swatting events in Virginia with plans to call in two more in New York, federal prosecutors said. He's John Cameron Denton, being charged with conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States and interstate threats to injure, after he and several other co-conspirators planned multiple swatting calls.
Wow.
So calling the police on people in other states constitutes interstate threats to injure.
Well, I mean, they do that.
They do indeed.
And there's probably not a law against interstate threats to kill your dog.
It's amazing that calling the police on people, however, is both, according to prosecutors, a harassment tactic, and according to the DA or whoever filed these charges, an interstate threat to injure. I mean, that is what the police do, but the state isn't really supposed to admit that.
Yeah, they seem to be exposing their true nature.
So Denton, allegedly a former leader of the Atomwaffen Division in Texas, whatever that is.
Atomwaffen?
Atomwaffen.
Okay.
Planned swatting events throughout the Eastern District of Virginia, including a cabinet official living in Northern Virginia and some other places. Prosecutors also allege that Denton planned to target two more entities in New York, ProPublica's office. They're a nonprofit newsroom that produces investigative journalism, and a reporter who worked there. They claim he targeted both after they identified and discussed his role in the Atomwaffen Division. So, white supremacist gets outed for being a white supremacist, and his solution to that is to call the police on people, which I'm not a fan of calling the police on anyone, but evidently, doing so can land you facing federal charges for interstate threats to injure.
Yeah, that's a bizarre one.
It is, but if convicted, he faces a maximum of 5 years in prison. He's not the only person we know who's being in trouble, it seems, for making interstate threats. Did you happen to hear any of the updates yesterday? What's going on with Christopher Cantwell?
I heard that it was taken under advisement, but that's all I've got.
Yeah. So this whole making interstate threats thing, it's dangerous when we live in a world that has the internet where it's really easy to even to just make a threat. More often than not seriously, right? Mm-hmm. People do this in games and stuff all the time, but suddenly you could be facing federal charges.
Yeah, and especially if you're politically unpopular.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem, is that, you know, one group or one person may make threats with impunity for years. Antifa is an example. People almost never take action against Antifa for threats, but if people respond in kind to Antifa...
Well, Antifa isn't an organization where people can make threats. Like the Adam Waffen Division here or whatever, they had an actual organization and a leader who mm-hmm. could make threats, and the Adam Waffen Division presumably could be responsible for that.
Okay.
But Antifa would be more like the keen group of libertarians here. You know, if one of us was to make a threat against someone, it's not like the keen libertarians are responsible for that.
True, but nonetheless, Antifa members do regularly advocate violence, and although I have no love for Nazis, the problem is the definition of Nazi spreads, and it becomes anybody who isn't a communist, and that's not good for me, because I'm not a communist.
I'm also not a Nazi, though.
Well, yeah, I'm not a Nazi, I'm not a communist, but it's not... I get called a Nazi all the time because, you know, I won't get behind Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Tragic that we've become so divided that if you're not with us, you're against us.
Yeah, yes, exactly. But that's what government is, because government is a weapon you use against people. So
yeah. It's a hate cell.
Exactly. So, you know, it's politics will always be that way because it's always... I mean, it's when you're trying to pass a law, you're trying to use violence against people.
Here, though, you mentioned Cantwell earlier before the show, we have a white supremacist who is being charged with making interstate threats that he made allegedly over Telegram, which is a chat-based app. And here we have a white supremacist being charged with almost the same offenses, for calling the police on people. Evidently, he met with an undercover law enforcement officer unknowingly and allegedly told the undercover officer about his role in the swatting conspiracy. Denton allegedly stated that he used a voice changer when he made the swatting calls and allegedly admitted that he swatted the offices of ProPublica and the investigative journalist. Now, one has to wonder, at what point in this are the SWAT teams responsible? If you're a SWAT team and you get called to go SWAT raid a journalist's office or a news office, at what point in that is the SWAT team or the people in charge of the SWAT team not supposed to exercise a little bit of discretion and go, you know what, this doesn't make sense? What would they be doing at this news office that would be freaking worthy of being raided by a SWAT team?
Well, generally, I mean, they're not responsible or held responsible for the things they do. I mean, generally the rule is if a peasant screws up, the peasant has to pay. If a cop screws up, a peasant has to pay. If the prosecutor screws up, a peasant has to pay. If the judge screws up, a peasant has to pay. And if the legislature screws up, the peasants have to pay. There's a very strong pattern here.
Yes.
The peasants always pay.
I don't know if I consider myself to be a peasant. I know the state
certainly does. Well, I know
that
they consider you to be a peasant.
Well, they can consider me what they want.
Because it's a great big club and neither of us are in it.
No, and to be in it, you almost have to be a billionaire or at least a millionaire. I think the average net worth of the House of Representatives is like $4 million. So, I mean, it's an oligarchy all the way through, and people just don't seem to get that.
Yeah, they think the government's going to defend them from the oligarchy which controls the government. And I've never understood that reasoning.
And the solution for millennials upset about the rule by the rich that we have a corporation is to vote for Bernie Sanders, multimillionaire, beach house owner, 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call it and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And nobody.
And are you 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have doubts? Well, Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, those numbers take me off guard every single time I see them. You can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of just building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, is available for free at cfoproject.com. That's cfo-project.com. So go get your free copy now. I was thinking during the break, you know, we were talking about the act of swatting people being across state lines, clearly, according to federal prosecutors, being considered an interstate threat to injure. What possible ramifications would this have for people in general, especially busybodies who call the police on other people? Like, you see all of these news stories of a black man being shot because some busybody thought they had a gun and called the police, and the police showed up and killed this man. Are we going to see the people who involved the police there indicted for threats to injure and ultimately fulfilling those threats?
I doubt it.
It seems like this is a way to escape the actual problem, which is a lack of police accountability. Instead of holding the police accountable and responsible for these aggressions, you hold the person who called the police responsible for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Irresponsibly using a dangerous weapon against people.
Yes. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Jason calling. Oh, I accidentally clicked the drop button. Jason, please. Wow, that was rough. Jason, please call back. I did not mean to do that.
But, poor Jason.
Yeah, I straight just clicked the drop button by accident. I was going for the air button and hit the wrong one.
Yeah, that's not it.
No. So Miami is holding an anti-communist concert, evidently, after Sanders, who we mentioned a moment ago, as being one of these rich old white socialists that people are begging to take care of them for whatever reason. But okay, awesome. Jason has called back. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. I do appreciate it. Where's Ian? I've always missed Ian. I always like when he's in the studio.
Ian is here, but he's busy.
Can he come on the camera? Just say hi, just wave. Oh, there he is. I just seen him. Hey, what's up, Ian? What's up? I just wanted to tell him, I don't know if he realizes, did you know that Free Talk Live, this is unbelievable to me. Free Talk Live was like number 25 or number 26 on Talker Magazine's Heavy 100 or whatever for the biggest radio hosts in all of America. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were aware of it.
Yeah, we tracked that. We're on 200 stations.
More than 200.
Plus, yeah. I should say.
I think it's like 204 at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, we appreciate the shout out. Did you call about any subject in particular?
Yeah.
It says you're a libertarian convert, so I have to ask, was it Free Talk Live that converted you to libertarianism?
Oh, that's funny. No, not exactly. I will say, though, I was very much opposed to the whole belief system of being a libertarian. I sort of looked down on it from when I was younger and sort of almost made fun of it in a way. But I had sort of an inciting incident, something that took place in my life that was very impactful and totally brought me around to the idea of being a libertarian.
And what was that?
I was kicked in the head by a horse.
Ah, I see. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And interesting. Was it a police horse?
He hung up. All that. And that was the ultimate joke that he had. Was
wow.
That he doesn't like libertarianism. Which is unfortunate, because I would have liked to have had a conversation with him about what he thinks is wrong with the ideology, but hey,
yeah,
whatever.
Well, also, we should talk to Vermin Supreme, because, you know, that may be a way to bring people around, and he's got ponies. He's got lots and lots of ponies. So we could have a an outreach technique there.
Get kicked in the head by a pony for freedom.
There you go. There you go.
Perfect. So Sanders recently came out and praised the Castro regime, the one that, you know, thousands of Cubans have died trying to escape from, for its literacy program. And I will admit, if you look at the stats, Cuba has the highest literacy rate in the world, but this is coming from the Cuban government, the socialist Cuban government. It's like taking North Korea's word for it.
Yeah, although one thing is, generally totalitarian governments will have high literacy rates, and the reason is because that's part of their propaganda establishment. You know, in the process, I mean, free education is re-education.
Yeah.
You know, it gives the state an opportunity to come in and force ideas into your head. The problem is, once you're literate, you can't get anything worth reading. It's not like you can get 1984 or Brave New World or Atlas Shrugged in Cuba. You know, you can only get books that talk about how wonderful communism is.
Viva la Revolution.
Yeah.
So Miami will hold an anti-communist concert in April in response to Democratic presidential frontrunner Senator Bernie Sanders' defense of Fidel Castro's authoritarian regime in Cuba, according to a report. Now, Fidel Castro is, he's dead, right?
Very much.
It's his brother who's leading things now, and his brother's been making
some
pro-freedom, very light pro-freedom moves or something?
He's loosened the iron grip somewhat, but not very much.
Okay. Our city represents the stories of countless individuals who have risked their lives to flee communism, said communist mayor Francis Suarez, mentioning Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The Miami Herald reported. Of course, they didn't point out that he's a communist, but yeah, as you pointed out, more than likely, the city of Miami is paying for this concert, and the whole thing is socialist anyway.
Fighting socialism by socialist means. I hope it's privately funded, but I doubt it.
Each and every life that has fled communism has proven how the will to pursue democracy and freedom, even in the face of oppression, can never be suppressed or silenced, he added. In an interview Sunday on CBS News 60 Minutes, which I haven't seen, Sanders praised Castro's literacy efforts when he took over Cuba in 1959. So that's all it takes to justify your actual literal military takeover of a country, is teach people how to read. And then in Sanders' book, it's totally okay. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Milwaukee is confirming multiple fatalities in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewery.
There are multiple people who have died, I believe including the shooter.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, he also says
The police and the fire departments are here. They're doing everything they can. This is a situation that is still very fluid.
President Trump addressing the nation regarding the coronavirus outbreak.
The number one priority from our standpoint is the health and safety of the American people. And that's the way I viewed it when I made that decision. Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low. We have the greatest experts in the world, really in the world, right here. The people that are called upon by other countries when things like this happen.
So far, 60 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And nobody.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Definitely the place you want to go to if you want to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash. They make it super easy. So we're talking here about Bernie Sanders' recent praise for the Castro regime in Cuba because, you know, they took over the Cuban government in their glorious revolution or whatever they're calling it, because it's going to be something along those lines. And they then told a lot of people how to read, which was really nice of them. They did not, however, teach how to read the 50,000 estimated people who were killed in, I can't think of the term, firing squads. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. By 1968. So within, you know, two decades of Castro taking power, roughly, and we don't have exact numbers here because, you know, it's a dictatorial regime that doesn't release, you know, how many people it killed. But between 30 and 40,000 people were put to death in firing squads within 2 decades.
Yeah, when I was making the transition to libertarianism, I was living in Tampa, Florida, and Orlando, Florida. And one of the things that got me was meeting people at AA meetings who were Cuban and who had escaped from Cuba during the Castro regime, and hearing what it was really like. And it was horrific. I mean, they would announce, oh yeah, if you want to go to America, we'll let you leave. So people would show up and they'd stand in line. It's like, okay, well, yeah, we'll let you leave, but first we're going to throw you in a work camp for a few years. And they would separate the families and they would throw them in work camps. And, you know, if they weren't dead in a few years, they might let them go.
I certainly don't remember ever hearing any stories about people fleeing the horrors of freedom and capitalism.
Yeah. Nobody's building boats out of garbage to try and escape to Cuba for a better life.
So Sanders said when Fidel Castro came to office, you know what he did? And I wish we had Johnson here to do his Sanders voice for this. He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing, even though Fidel Castro did it? No, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's like he's trying to say it as a good thing that Castro did in order to outweigh, you know, the 40, 50,000 people who were estimated to have been killed by firing squads, not to mention the people who died in work camps and things like that.
Yeah,
and, or the people who died trying to flee the nightmare.
Yeah, you know, Elian Gonzalez's family.
In a CNN town hall Monday night, Sanders doubled down on his remarks, saying that Castro went out and they helped people learn to read and write. The truth is the truth, and that's what happened in the first years of the Castro regime.
Yeah, I can just imagine the guy, you know, about to be put to the firing squad, and you know, the priest is counseling him and says, you know, this is really awful that they're going to kill you, but, you know, but in a few years, we'll have a 15% higher literacy rate, so you can take some comfort from that.
Well, according to the numbers released by the Cuban government, which aren't going to be reliable because they're numbers released by the Cuban government, it's almost 99%. It's the highest in the world.
Yeah, it's 15% higher than it was before he took over, is my understanding.
But it's still a lie. You know, it's like in 1984 when they were talking about manufacturing boots. In all likelihood, there were no boots manufactured at all. In all likelihood, the literacy rate in Cuba hasn't changed. The Cuban government just wrote down that it had.
That may well be true. Certainly there's, I mean, it's hard to say because the Cuban government lies, but the American government also lies. So, you know,
that's what governments do.
Exactly. Everything the government says is a lie and everything they have is stolen. So it's really, it's difficult to know what the truth is.
So Sanders' comments immediately sparked controversy in South Florida, where many who escaped Cuba under Castro now live. Suarez said the Vermont Independent left out the evils of Castro's rule. Well, I mean, even Adolf Hitler had some positive social welfare programs for the German people, right?
Man, Mussolini made the trains run on time. That's what he was famous for.
So it's not like any of these evil dictators have not done good things for the society, but at the same time, they did that with the blood of tens of thousands or even millions.
Yeah, I mean,
how high does the literacy rate have to be to justify the murder of 50,000 innocent people? I would say
I can't even begin to approach the calculus of that question. I don't know how to make that calculation.
But that's the calculation that Bernie Sanders and people who support him and Fidel Castro expect us to make. You know, I would argue
somewhat.
That killing,
I mean,
even
if,
one
if
person.
If you listen to what he said, he didn't say, you know, He did the literacy program, so everything was good. He did acknowledge that it's a dictatorial regime, but then he throws that out as kind of, oh, but it did do this, you know, and I don't know what he thought he was going to accomplish with that. I really don't.
And he said this in Florida, of all places, it would seem.
Yeah, it's the wrong place to make that statement because, you know, if your family has been killed by that particular dictator, you're not going to be impressed with that statement. It's not going to work for you.
But that's the ultimate in progressive arrogance, though, is you have this old rich white dude from Vermont going to Cuba lecturing all the Floridians about how great socialism really is. And yeah, you may have to kill 40 or 50,000 people, but you know what? You increase that literacy rate by 15%.
Yeah. One of my favorite Bernie Sanders spoofs, he didn't actually do this, but was a article from, I think, the Babylon Bee, saying that he was going to Hong Kong to try to educate the protesters on how good they really have it under communism.
I'm not surprised. I mean, we do have people who fled the Soviet Union, people who fled other communist dictatorial regimes coming to the United States, who go out to these pro-Sanders events and these pro-communism marches and things like that and start asking these typically millennials questions about communism that they clearly don't know the answers to. And the communists want to lecture these people who fled the very horrors that they're talking about on how... No, it totally wasn't like that. And if it was like that, then it was just misapplying what they were actually supposed to be doing. And if they were applying it correctly, they do the very same gaslighting in support of communism that Trump supporters do in support of Trump. Well, he didn't mean that. And if he did mean it, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
And that's what you hear about communism. Oh, well, that wasn't real communism. And if it was real communism, well, it simply wasn't real communism. It was never real communism.
Almost communism sure did kill a lot of people in the last century, though.
Yeah, compared to almost capitalism, which generally doesn't have a very high death toll.
It's true.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Nobody.
And I'm going to tell you about the Edge Wallet. It's the mobile wallet I use for actually holding, trading, making purchases, and all of that for my cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled, so you always control your own money. It's non-custodial, so it's your money. It supports Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. Being built by a veteran team since 2014 with a tagline of Secure Your Freedom, you can find out more about it by visiting edge.app. Again, that's edge.app, or you can just download it directly from the Google Play or iOS stores. It's really a good wallet, by far my favorite.
That's probably one I've used the longest.
Yeah, I've
developed the best.
I've used Coinami the longest, but I hate it. So.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I don't feel like I pay a whole lot. Who knows what happens on their end, but Edge Wallet certainly is one that hung in there pretty good.
Edge is faster because it requires me to just use a PIN to sign in instead of Coinami, which requires me to, you know, do this massive password that I set every time I want to send cryptocurrency. So if I'm in line at like Corner News or something, it's tedious to open up Coinami, enter this gigantic password that I set in order to, you know.
And they have some sort of really easy password or sort of non-seed phrase recovery thing going on?
Edge?
Yep, right.
With their username and password
system. Right, so that is your recovery key?
I'm not exactly sure. I think the 24-word passphrase thing does actually underline the entire system.
Right.
But their database links that up to your username and password. I don't know the details about it.
Yeah, I haven't had to rescue anything from it yet, so I'm not sure yet.
I don't either, but I haven't either. But in the event that their servers go down, you would want that information in order to, you know,
recover your... Yeah, always keep those private keys.
Yeah, for sure. And they are accessible with the Edge wallet. But in other cryptocurrency news, Homeland Security has unveiled its Bitcoin snooper force to crack down on unlicensed Bitcoin businesses. Coming to us from Decrypt.co, the Department of Homeland Security has developed a method to pry on unlicensed crypto businesses operating on the darknet and peer-to-peer sites, like unlicensed.bitcoin.com, presumably.
Unlicensed meaning people who aren't begging for permission to do the thing.
Yes.
Okay.
For people who aren't asking government permission to use their own money in a way that they want.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like voodoo magic.
Yeah, It sounds like government. This, according to the Department of Homeland Security, will provide closer scrutiny into areas posing a significant challenge to law enforcement. Within its budget summary for the fiscal year 2021, the DHS detailed the Cryptocurrency Intelligence Program, a cryptocurrency-centric initiative to trail unlicensed crypto companies partaking in money laundering services activities. Now, you have to remember, the federal government's definition of money laundering is so broad that almost anything will fit.
Yeah, money liberty, maybe? I think that's the word. Like, anytime I hear laundering, I hear, like, it's really liberty, because they're pissed about you using the money somewhere in a way they don't like. Without asking.
So the Cryptocurrency Intelligence Program identifies unlicensed money services businesses in the form of independent cryptocurrency brokers' use of peer-to-peer sites, presumably like local.bitcoin.com and probably localbitcoins.com. I don't know.
I don't know what they're up to either.
Does the article say if they're outsourcing this or they, you know, have their own little team they're doing? I'm thinking they're probably outsourcing.
They seem to have their own little team that is that is part of the Department of Homeland Security.
Because there are companies that do this sort of thing happily for nice big fat government checks.
So they're also looking at online forums and classified advertisements and darknet markets to engage in unlicensed money services businesses activity, reads the overview. Oh, wait. Developed by the Bulk Cash Smuggling Center, I can't even imagine what that is, an investigative bureau tasked with hunting illegal funds. So
that's the name of that agency, the Bulk Cash Smuggling Center? That doesn't sound like a government agency.
It does not. That sounds like something that is avoiding a government agency.
Right.
Poorly, yeah. With the name like that.
It's like alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives. That should be a convenience store, not a government agency.
It probably is for the people that work there.
The CIP will hone in on funds originating from narcotics proceeds, which allegedly make up a large portion of unlicensed activity. Now, that's long been proven to be not true. Even the government has admitted that. You know, you do have a lot of talking heads who like to tarnish cryptocurrency by saying that, oh, it's only used to buy illicit drugs on the dark web and things like that. But then you have the government.
Cash is never used for that.
No, and then you have the government coming out and going, yeah, no, that's not at all really what's happening. I mean, those people would use Monero, maybe, but they're not using Bitcoin. They were, like, 8 years ago, but they're not now.
Okay, having been on the dark web, there are definitely still people using Bitcoin on the dark web.
Yeah, and they're like 2 years away from going to prison.
Oh, well, I would say so, and that's kind of the purpose of this agency. But
if we're really lucky, there won't be any prisons in 2 years.
That's true.
Well,
okay.
I don't feel lucky though.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see this whole government falling down around their ears relatively quickly because, you know, the level of hatred that you see now between, you know, the people who want to control our lives from the left and the people who want to control our lives from the right is truly, truly astounding. I've never seen such vitriol.
I think economic collapse is more likely than that sort of thing. Especially you've got this coronavirus. I don't know if people are paying attention in China, but China's about to starve. You know, they've been having to throw away just massive amounts of food because they had no one to harvest it. And if there was someone to harvest it, they couldn't deliver it because they're under quarantine. So it just sat there rotting. Or it was covered with the virus or whatever. I don't know.
It sounds like some sort of way the government's just going to call some people.
Oh, they're calling some people, all right.
Yeah, and it seems like, from what I've been seeing, that at the same time they're dealing with this virus, which, of course, may or may not be real, but
I think at this point we have to admit that the virus is real.
It certainly seems that way. If it's a fake, they're doing an excellent job at it.
Well, it spread to Italy and Iran and some other places now.
Well, as soon as it spreads to a place where the government doesn't lie, we'll know for sure, but there isn't any such
place. Good luck. Where is that place?
Exactly. Yeah. There's no place.
True, but in a lot of these places, it's not the government that are treating patients of the coronavirus.
True.
It is just, quote, private doctors and hospitals.
True.
Who are ultimately funded by the government, but they're not really government employees. I mean, they're government employees in the same sense that we're all government employees, whether we like it or not.
Mm.
Because we all ultimately, not all of us, some of us use cryptocurrency and avoid servicing the state.
Mm.
But most people are servicing the state in one form or another.
I think by default we're not trustworthy of anything that has any sort of government tentacle anywhere near it. So when there's something bad, you don't have any idea what to believe sometimes.
Yeah, and that's the bottom line. Although I personally think that it is going on, that it is, that the virus is actually real. I actually think they're minimizing what's going on rather than blowing it out of proportion, which is unusual, and it generally means they're really scared.
Think about how much of our stuff comes from China. You know, if they admitted if it was much worse than it than they've been suggesting, then all of these goods that people buy from China on a daily basis are going to be tainted with that virus because it lasts for weeks on surfaces.
Quite possibly. And also, you know, we get a lot of our medical, we get a lot of our drugs from China. We get a lot of our medical equipment from China. And they're not going to be enthusiastic about sending that stuff to us if they need it themselves.
Well, we don't know if they need it themselves, but whatever is going on, I think Americans are going to have a hard time acquiring Chinese goods in the very near future simply because the Chinese are starving.
Yeah. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.